This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After 88 days of impasses and negotiations, two Italian populist parties with a history of antagonism toward the European Union received the okay to create a government that has already unsettled the continent's political order. In one of the biggest settlements of its kind, the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis plans to establish a $210 million trust fund for hundreds of victims of clerical sexual abuse. In the last 50 years, rents have grown twice as fast as incomes, and more U.S. households are renting than at any other time in the last 50 years. Black and Latino households are now twice as likely to be renters after the foreclosure crisis of 2008. Median renters in predominantly black neighborhoods spend 44% of their income on rent, and renters in predominantly Latino communities spend 48%. Between 2007 and 2013, the six cities in the California Bay Area with rent control produced more housing units per capita than cities without rent control. After Walmart closed 63 of its outlets in 2018, Sam's Club has begun converting around 10 of them into distribution centers for its e-commerce centers. 32 states have passed victims' rights amendments, and five more ballot initiatives may pass in November 2018. 9.9% of the American population, between the bottom 90% and the top 0.1%, have 60% of the wealth in the country, having a net worth of $1.2 million to $10 million, equaling the upper middle class. Intergenerational earnings, IGE, which means the likelihood that children will have about the same wealth as their parents, tracks increases in inequality. The American IGE is higher now than in almost every other developed country. In terms of economic mobility, the U.S. is closer to Chile and Argentina than to Japan or Germany. Essentially, this means the upper middle class has consolidated wealth and is passing privilege along to the next generation at the expense of other people's children. 60 years ago, just 20% of children born to parents with high school education or less lived in a single-parent household. Now that figure is reaching 70%. Among college-educated households, by contrast, the single-parent rate remains less than 10%. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.